You play it cool from the moment you let me in, eyeing what I wore on my date before coming to see you. You knew I'd come. Now you know I'll come. In time, at least. What I show the world is composed. Hair neatly tied back. Crisp button-down blouses and sensible skirts. Librarian glasses when I need that. Extra bit of credibility. Tasteful heels. All very put together and acceptable. But with you, I get to be messy. With you, I get what I deserve. Two untouched drinks on the coffee table. City lights in view. You sitting on an overstuffed chair. Jeans unzipped, and both of us full of delicious anticipation. You wait for my impatience. It marks the transition from tension to passion, like a gatekeeper of lust. For now, you have a woman in a pretty black dress watching you from over her shoulder. Everything a bachelor looking for a good girlfriend would want, right before you. Only, I'm not your girlfriend, am I? You crook your finger. Come here. And I pause to pull the pin from my hair, just like a grenade, so all that dark hair spills loose around my shoulders. Of course, I walk over to you. You do these things to me, you see. Demand. Compel me to behave. Take control. And as much as I want to resist, to deny you, I can't. The appetite in me for you is visceral. The vacuum for new experience. You've sharpened certain knives and expanded a palette that I've only used amateurishly before. All of the greediest desires of my mind slither out on their bellies, looking to get under your skin. From there, I can taste heaven perfectly. From here, I put myself on display, wanting all your razor-sharp attention on me. My fingers curl into the skirt of my dress and begin to slowly hike it up, inch by agonizing inch, from the tops of my knees to slowly revealing the sleekness of my thighs, prelude to the whitest part of my body, the hips. I let my hem drop a little, playing peekaboo with you, old school burlesque. The slow burn. And then I ruck my dress right on up to my waist. Let you see I'm not wearing anything underneath. Higher, revealing the flat of my belly. Higher still, fabric briefly catching on the nipples when it passes over my breasts, leaving them hard. Over my head. Off. Pitching the dress at you, shaking out my hair. Get over here, you teasing slut. I raise an eyebrow at you. I'm not the good girl type, and you've indulged me that this far. But you know the effect your words will have on me all the same. Flashing you a coy little smile, I do step closer. Holding the weight of my tits in my hand. When I stop, I jiggle them a little. Tuck the pale pink nipples away from my body until they're so rock hard I have to press my thighs together to quell the ache between. Glancing down to your lap, I bite my lower lip. And after a few moments, when you don't, I reluctantly add, please, Only then do you reach down to park the fly. Let your big cock spring out, pre-cum beating at the tip. I stare, cheeks flushed, and my breathing quickened. When I glance up and let you get a good look in my eyes, you can see precisely how much I want it. Are you gonna let me sit on that? You don't say anything, your hand flashing out like a striking cobra to take hold of my wrist and drag me in, to arrange my knees on the arms of the chair and lower me toward your cock. I'm spread wide open over you. Exposed, vulnerable. Now get to work, whore. You tell me. My hips are shifting, anxious, but I'm trying to hold still. Having you so close with the devil in your smile has butterflies fluttering in my belly. I want to run my smart mouth to distract you, but I know it's futile. You're going to fuck me exactly how I want and fear. The best and the worst. You're going to mark me, claim me, destroy my pussy, ruin me for any cock but yours. I sink down slowly, feeling my cunt swell. Part around the head of your cock. And the way the slickness spreads and clings, easing the path. Gravity handles the rest. I keep my eyes on yours. Moan. Because you feel that fucking good. Mounting to an unbearable level as I mount you. You're not having this slow business. There's a brutal efficiency to the way you grab my hips. Hard enough that I have the shape of your fingers left in bruises on my skin. You are the consummate professional. There's no fucking around. I know I'm gonna get it. Yeah, that gets me excited. You pull me down so that you can thrust up into me with all your strength. At first I keep quiet. There's only uneven, thready breathing. But it's not long before you're driving low, pleading moans out of me. To tell you, I'm not sure I can take much more of this. Only I can't form the words. And already I think I might come. If you bump me that hard one more time, I'm gonna come around you. And there's nothing I can do. Nothing more than this dang hand I put in your stomach to try and keep your thrust in check at least. But my body keeps moving anyway. My pussy gripping you like a hot, wet fist. Because more than that, I want to come. I want you to come. You know it too. I know you know. Most nights you're all too happy to give it to me. But right now you want to see your dirty whore work. plucks my wrists and forces them behind my back. Beg me for my gum. You instructed you to drown inside of me. Again. And again. I'm getting desperate. Shaken to the core. My hands struggling in your hole behind my back. I lean in with my mouth. Trying to bite. Whimper, trying to pour everything into a kiss that might earn me some reprieve, but it doesn't seem to be swaying you. And really, in a lot of ways, I don't mean it. Not with the way my body is insisting you use it. You know what a cum slut I am, how much I crave it, how much I'm trying to use my greedy to milk your cock for it. That ache deep inside me, the need for all that power, the rush of virility hammered right where it belongs. My body arcs, breasts push forward, neck stretched, tendons taut. Because it feels like I'm completely losing my mind. Like you're somehow drawing out this last bit of me that I didn't know was there. Stretching it, toying with it. You're butting my cheekbone, sliding all along the sensitive front wall before you bottom out. Double impact detonating fireworks inside my belly that shoot, then burst to 1,000 shimmering lights behind my tightly closed eyelids. Oh. Oh. I'm panicking even as I come, scrambling, scrambled, trying to lift myself higher on my knees. Trying to avoid the upward momentum of your thrusts. I stop with each solid impact, trembling with aftershocks. I hate that you can reduce me to this. I love that you're strong enough to do it. It is for me. How off the charts brain melting it is. I can feel everything. The way your shaft sort of twitches inside of me. That seeping liquid heat that will eventually trickle down the inside.